For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Test of Time News.
Episode 446.
On Now You Know. Doge Quest.
Sounds like an early 2000s movie pitch that went bad.
Okay, see, it's like Dodgeball meets Galaxy Quest. We're calling it Doge Quest.
I don't know, Larry. What's it about?
Well, see, it's a sci-fi dystopian thriller about this planet where these crazy people start burning electric cars made by a company they don't like.
Why? Did the company do something bad, like pollute the planet's environment?
No. They just hate the guy that runs the company. See, he's trying to save the planet and get rid of the corruption in government, and they don't like it.
Okay, that doesn't make a lot of sense, Larry.
And see, the people burning the cars, they set up a website called Doge Quest to reveal the names and addresses of people that bought these particular electric cars.
Why? I'm getting confused.
To scare them into selling their cars, see?
But if the people that own the electric cars sell their electric cars, won't new people own the cars? How does that help anything?
It doesn't. See, Doge Quest is an existential noir film about a society devolving into dystopian hellscapes. It's a revelation into the Kafka-esque detanglement of cultural and technological progression in the 21st century. It's gonna be my masterpiece.
Larry, I'm sorry, but I don't think anyone wants to see that.
Ah, I was gonna cast Timothée Chalamet is the love interest.
Wait a minute, did you say Timothée Chalamet?
Yeah.
We're gonna fund this for $250 million.
Yeah, great, I already got the movie posters made.
Well, hang on, this isn't a joke. I mean, it was a joke, but Doge Quest is real?
Yeah, it's a real website, dogeq.st, set up by people who want to dox Tesla owners. Here's the map showing Tesla showrooms, Doge employee addresses, and Tesla owner addresses, and the about page describing that if you're on the hunt for a Tesla to unleash your artistic flair with the spray can, just step outside. Before you embark on any adventure, we highly recommend checking out the No Trace Project. And of course, the cursor is a Molotov cocktail.
The cursor is a Molotov cocktail?
Mm-hmm.
That's not like, you didn't just go into Windows and change the cursor. That's what they put on the website.
Yeah.
Wait, that's the address of the FBI director, Kash Patel.
Mm-hmm.
But you said it was a real website?
Well, after it was revealed publicly and the Department of Justice and the FBI said they were investigating, the website mysteriously disappeared last Wednesday.
That was a very rare, very mysterious way in which a magician divines an audience member's bank.
It looks like as of last Sunday, it's back up. One of our viewers, and I won't dox who it was, emailed us and told us that it's back up as Doge Quest Unleashed.
Yeah, they're planning their biggest day of action at 500 locations worldwide, including at 277 Tesla stores plus supercharger locations coming up this Saturday, March 29th. So get ready for a lot of paid demonstrators to hold up signs that were paid for by groups getting federal money that Doge is trying to defund. And as you can see here, there's been lots of reporting of people showing up at 10 o'clock when they were paid to, getting their sign that was pre-made, holding it up for 2 hours, and then going home at 12 when they were stopped being paid. And then, of course, on the signs are these QR codes, which show who was funding these protests.
And Elon commented on the craziness at the all-hands meeting last Thursday.
If you read the news, it feels like, you know, Armageddon. So I was like, I can't walk past the TV without seeing a Tesla on fire. And like, what's going on? You know, some people, it's like, listen, I understand if you don't want to buy our product, but you don't have to burn it down. That's a bit unreasonable, you know. Like, this is psycho. Stop being psycho.
Yeah, and then he went on to post, encouraging destruction of Teslas throughout the country is extreme domestic terrorism. The people stealing your taxpayer money want the fraud to keep going. And we put a poll on this week's Patreon poll asking if this would affect our patrons buying a Tesla. We'll have to find out what they say later.
This is wild. It's crazy because there's this big split on who's actually doing the demonstrating. There are the paid protesters who are paid to be there. They're there at very specific hours. And when you come back, like an hour later, you'll be like, wait, where did everybody go? Like, imagine you were like, oh my gosh, they're doing the protest. I'm going to go get my poster and I'm going to write, you know, oh, I hate Elon Musk on it. And then I'm, where does everybody go? Not there anymore. Nope. But then there's also the crazy people who go and actually burn Teslas.
Oh, we're going to talk about that more later in the show. So depending on where you get your news, Elon Musk is either a visionary changing the world or a reckless billionaire playing with fire.
And with his newfound government position, coverage on Tesla, SpaceX, and the future of sustainability is becoming more polarized than ever.
That's exactly why we keep partnering with Ground News, an app and website that completely streamlines our research into these videos. Ground News was created by a former NASA engineer to help people break free from media bubbles by showing the full spectrum of perspectives on any given topic.
With complete data on the political biases, credibility, and financial interests behind the headlines, we get access to diverse and even opposing viewpoints to better understand the stories shaping our world.
Ground News is how we found the full coverage on Tesla's declining sales.
I wanted to know if this was just from an increase of EV competition, the Model Y refresh, or if Elon's public image had anything to do with it.
With one click, we got a quick breakdown based on every source Ground News found reporting on it.
We can even see how much attention it's getting from across the political spectrum and why it's so important to diversify where we get our news.
Their factuality breakdown helps us identify the most reliable information, which is huge, as Elon takes on a bigger role in government and the coverage around him only gets more sensationalized.
Comparing coverage, I can see how some outlets framed the drop in sales as a simple market shift, while others focused on Musk's political controversies. While more savvy outlets covered how the new Model Y led to a temporary sales decline.
Seeing all perspectives side by side made it clear just how much our perception and financial decisions can be influenced by one-sided views.
But if you're here watching now, you know, you're already someone who loves digging deeper into stories about Elon Musk, Tesla, and the latest breakthroughs in sustainability.
That's why we think you'll love following your favorite topic with Ground News to track how they develop and find angles that you might be missing.
And for a limited time, you can get the same plan we use every day for nearly half the price.
Just go to ground.news/NYK or scan this QR code to get their unlimited access Vantage plan for just $5 a month.
Ground News helps us stay curious, think critically, and see the bigger picture. And we think you'll find them just as valuable.
So the good news is that despite these Tesla takedown protests, Tesla sales have been through the roof.
Yeah, as Sawyer Merritt reports, new Tesla Model Y inventory is now completely sold out in Texas, Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, Georgia, Utah, Virginia, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Mississippi, Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Indianapolis, Iowa, Nebraska, Hawaii, Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Idaho, Wisconsin, Maryland, and Delaware.
Whew! Yeah, and it's not just the Model Y. There are reports of so many people buying their first Teslas to support Tesla and Elon Musk. It's like a dream come true. We've been reporting on how amazing Teslas are for almost 10 years, and I never thought I'd see the day where people who have unequivocally stated that they will never buy an EV are now buying Teslas in droves. Matt Von Swoll posted, "My dad, who has owned his Tesla less than a week, is already ruthlessly trash-talking me." Okay, at this point, I have to ask you, why do you own any other car than a Tesla, and why don't you have full self-driving on all cars and use it all the time? It's really that amazing!
I told you.
You are so right. Sell that Kia Telluride right now and buy a real car.
He went on to say, "Just called my dad and said that Elon reposted his text to me," and he goes, "Well, tell him it's true. I wish more people knew how incredible full self-driving is. I swear it's a better driver than me." So, Tesla takedown morons, keep protesting peacefully. You're just generating more publicity for the most American, most sustainable, safest car in the world.
You look like fools. You're helping sell more Teslas. And when the paychecks run out soon,
so long!
You'll stop protesting. Elon held an all-hands meeting last Thursday. He spent the first half hour thanking the team and talking about Tesla's achievements from the 7 million vehicles produced
to the 660,000 drive units produced at Giga Berlin,
the Fremont factory producing its first Optimus on the Optimus production line,
Giga Shanghai produced its 3 millionth car,
and Cortex, Tesla's AI training computer at Giga Texas, now has 50,000 GPUs and soon will have 100,000, making it one of the top 5 AI training clusters in the world.
In the world.
Then Elon talked about Optimus, Tesla's humanoid autonomous robot.
Well, they have to be intelligent. They have to be able to do useful things just by asking, and you have to be able to make a large number of them at an affordable price. This is what we can do. We have the only company with all the ingredients for making intelligent humanoid robots at scale is Tesla. This is a super, like my prediction on this front is that Optimus will be the biggest product of all time by far. Nothing will even be close. I think it'll be 10 times bigger than the next biggest product ever made. Like so.
And I totally agree with Elon. I think the problem is that most people can't A, accept that there will be helpful humanoid autonomous robots, and B, even if they can imagine them, most people think that they are decades away.
No, they're coming very soon. And Elon said this about when and who are going to get them first.
To make about 5,000 Optimus robots. We're aiming for enough parts to make 10,000, maybe 12,000. But since it's a totally new product with totally new, you know, like everything is totally new, I'll say like we're succeeding if we get to half of the 10,000. Now, but that's the size of a Roman legion, FYI, which is like a little scary thought, like a whole legion of robots. I'd be like, whoa, okay. But I think we'll literally build a legion, at least one legion of robots this year. And then probably 10 legions next year. And I don't know, it's kind of a cool unit, you know, units of legion. And then it's probably ready for Optimus to be used outside of Tesla controlled environment, or maybe around the middle of next year, second half of next year sometime. Second half of next year available. And then we will offer Optimus robots first to Tesla employees. So you guys get the priority.
Okay, so 5,000 robots this year, or as Elon said, a Roman legion.
And then 50,000 next year in 2026.
Ready for use outside of Tesla environment, middle of next year, he said. So 2026, first offered to Tesla employees. Okay, well, I got to go and apply to work at Tesla.
Wait, come back. We still have to do the...
All right, so I know this is tough because legacy media does not cover what Tesla is doing, especially not Optimus.
But Optimus is coming, and it is going to change life as we know it.
It is going to bring about what Elon called sustainable abundance. Here is what Elon had to say about that.
Sustainable abundance for all. So if you think about, like, what is the future? What's the most exciting future that you could possibly imagine? Like, what does that future look like? It's worth thinking about that. Just imagine a future. What does that amazing future look like? How about a future where you can have any good or service you want? A future of abundance for all, where really anyone can have anything. It sounds impossible. It sounds like surely such a thing cannot be the case. But what I'm here to tell you is that that will indeed be the case. That the future we're headed for is one where you can literally just have anything you want.
So for the first time in human history, we are going to have essentially free labor without slavery.
Many countries throughout history were able to become powerful because they used slave labor to produce goods and services through coercion and suffering.
For the first time now, we are going to have practically free labor from autonomous humanoid robots. I know it seems crazy, but is it any more crazy than airplanes?
Than the internet?
Than smartphones.
Than self-landing rockets.
These things would have all seemed crazy just a few generations ago.
Elon said the ultimate master plan of Tesla is to create sustainable abundance for all.
And I think that this is the point that's being missed because the legacy media doesn't cover him and because most people don't want to sit and watch, you know, 1 hour of Elon talking. So they don't really get it. They just think it's a car company and they don't understand what's about to happen. And that's why I'm so glad you guys are watching the show, because it's really hard to find this information out there unless you really search for it. Here's what Elon had to say about CyberCab.
CyberCab is not just revolutionary car design, it's also a revolutionary manufacturing process. So I guess we probably don't talk about that enough. But if you've seen the design of the CyberCab line, it doesn't look like a normal car manufacturing line. It looks like a really high-speed consumer electronics line. It's In fact, the line will move so fast that that actually people can't even get close to it. Like that's, you know, I think it'll be able to produce a car ultimately in less than 5 seconds. Like, can you imagine a car coming off the line in less than 5 seconds? That's like, whoa.
So just to give you some context on how fast that production would be, currently Tesla is producing cars at about one car every 43 seconds in Germany and the US, and every 35 seconds at Giga Shanghai.
How does that compare to big auto manufacturers like Toyota and GM?
Well, Toyota has plants like their Takaoka plant in Japan that produces one car every 58 seconds. That's their fastest production plant. GM's Arlington assembly plant in Texas produces 1,200 cars a day, or one every 48 seconds, with two production lines, so one car every 96 seconds per line. I'm not sure if Elon was talking about making one Cybercab every 5 seconds on one line, but that's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, he said that it was going to be like a consumer electronics line. So that would be 7 times faster than Giga Shanghai is currently making cars.
Well, actually, Giga Shanghai has 2 lines for Model Y. So Elon may be talking about producing cars 14 times faster than that. That, I think, is what is lost on most people, including auto analysts.
I think that most people seem to lose interest when Elon starts talking about making cybercabs because these aren't going to be traditional cars that you own. Even if Tesla allows us consumers to buy them, they still won't act like our cars today, where we drive them to work and park them and then drive them home and park them at night in our garage.
No, you're right. These are workhorses they're going to be making that'll be driving people around all day, only stopping for charging and an occasional cleaning.
I mean, we've been living in a world where the car is an extension of your personality. And do you want a cool car? Look at this car. It's driving on a mountain road. That could be you. You will be stuck in traffic, but don't think about that. Think about this cool guy driving this car. That could be you. That's you. Think about yourself. That's what we've been sold our entire lives. And Tesla is basically going, yeah, the car is just to get you from point A to point B. You should actually really be focusing on yourself in the sense that what are you going to be doing during that time?
Exactly.
Because most of the time, let's face it, we're not driving on a cool mountain road. We're stuck in traffic. So you may as well be watching a movie or sleeping.
So remember this guy from last week? He was keying a Tesla in a Costco parking lot in San Jose, California.
Well, because this moron was caught on video from Tesla Sentry Cam, the San Jose Police Department caught him.
San Jose Police Chief Paul Joseph said within less than 24 hours of the viral vandalism incident being reported to the San Jose Police Department, we successfully identified, located, and arrested the individual responsible for this act of felony vandalism. This senseless crime and its consequences should serve as a clear reminder, no matter one's personal beliefs or frustrations, they do not justify illegal actions. I urge everyone to respect one another and above all to respect the law.
He's been charged with felony vandalism that comes with a sentence of up to 3 years in state prison and fines of up to $10,000.
And Elon posted the firefighter emoji. Or how about this guy in Hawaii who goes out of his way to spit on a parked Tesla Cybertruck?
Insane.
Insane and now identified. Mil Mile Battery says, congrats, Tim Longbreak. You are now famous, jobless, and unemployable. Good for you.
He had just posted on his social media, I lost my job because of Doge and Musk. Sorry, I am not feeling too happy with a Cybertruck. Well, yeah.
And then Elon posted, Hawk to a man. Or how about Brandon Joseph Velez, who was arrested last Tuesday for keying a swastika into a Tesla in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Brandon has been charged with 2 counts of felony criminal mischief, which could get him 12 to 18 months in jail, fines of up to $7,000, and a criminal record.
And Elon posted, wow.
You can't fix stupid.
But will justice prevail in this case with this guy keying a random Tesla? Or how about this one? Tesla dash cam posted Tesla Model Y vandalized. Please share to make this stupid woman famous.
And Elon reposted it. And how about this guy? Are we going to catch this guy that did this in the Ontario Airport parking lot in Ontario, California?
He caused $3,000 worth of damage to a Tesla. Police are still looking for him.
Maybe they can identify him from his Crocs.
Or how about these Teslas burned in Las Vegas last week? The FBI are now investigating what appears to be a single individual who set these Teslas on fire at a Las Vegas Tesla service center at 2:45 a.m. on March 18th.
And Elon said terrorism. The left is the party of violence and hate. Some people just want to watch the world burn.
He went on to say this level of violence is insane and deeply wrong. Tesla just makes electric cars and has done nothing to deserve these evil attacks.
That's a lot of damage.
I think there will be justice because these people are deranged. Just like children, they are not thinking about the consequences and the fact that there are cameras everywhere, both on the cars and on the buildings and people's phones. Not to mention that once you catch one of these idiots, they're not loyal. They'll give up their co-conspirators, and they are not gaining popularity by committing criminal acts. In fact, it is the opposite. They are losing any support that they held with the public because sane people know that, number one, get your facts straight, and number two, if you disagree with someone, you don't get a resolution by burning and vandalizing property.
And three, you don't even know if you disagree with these people. They just bought a car at some point. It would be the same thing if it was like, oh yeah, well, you know, Toyota... So I'm going to Kia Toyota because I don't like what a Kia Toyota has been doing.
I love how they're like, sell your Tesla. Okay, sell them to another person who now you're going to hurt their car. As Elon said, it's just fully terrorism at this point. Tesla has ramped up security and activated sentry mode on all vehicles at stores.
Here's a chart from Visual Capitalist of where cars sold in America are made.
Now, I've heard so many people who hate Elon say over the past 2 weeks, you can just buy another brand of car made in America instead of a Tesla.
No. No, you can't. There is no other car that is as American as a Tesla, period.
Well, just buy a Ford F-150.
21% made outside of the United States.
Just buy a Chevy Silverado then.
48% made outside of the United States.
Tesla, 100% made in America by Americans.
And Elon said, yep.
So the California Public Utilities Commission, or CPUC, has granted Tesla the first of a series of approvals from California for Tesla to operate their upcoming robotaxi network in California.
This permit is called the Transportation Charter Party, or TCP permit.
Is that accidental, or are you trying to quote TLC on purpose?
This permit will allow Tesla employees to use Tesla robotaxi in Tesla-owned cars.
Tesla can then apply within the permit to transport members of the public as long as Tesla notifies the CPUC first.
This is not a full rideshare permit, what is known as a Transportation Network Company, or TNC permit.
You're not aware that's a TLC song.
And Tesla will also need autonomous vehicle approval from the California Department of Motor Vehicles. But it's a really good sign. It means that they are actually moving along the stages that they need to within government to not only be operating in Texas this summer, but hopefully also in California.
And so this is similar to what Cruise and Waymo have been using in California. Of course, Cruise isn't operating anymore, but this was what they were operating under. They never moved beyond that.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
So it's interesting that Tesla is just moving into this space now. This means that a whole bunch of dumb people are going to go,
well, see, Tesla's way behind because they didn't fill out their TRCP thing until just now.
Come on.
But of course, as we know, most people who buy a Tesla, at least for the first 30 days they own the car, are going to have full self-driving. And many others are actually paying thousands of dollars to get access to this feature. And so it's going to be exciting when these cars are driving themselves around and you can get one to pick you up.
So T-Online, a German media company, released a poll last Tuesday with the headline that 94% won't buy a Tesla. But that was premature because a few hours later, as more people participated in the poll.
What does that say? I don't read German, but I think that says 70% of Germans would buy a Tesla.
Yep. After 450,000 people participated in the poll. Well, I'll translate it for you. It turns out that 70.7% of Germans would buy a Tesla. So all this FUD from the legacy media, again, it's false.
False accusations, absolute lies.
It's manipulated propaganda. Why?
Let me guess.
You know why. Elon Musk and his companies are disrupting big auto, big energy, big media, big space, big everything, and they're scared because they can't keep up.
There were also similar results in the Financial Times poll from last week. 70% of respondents would still buy a Tesla. They said, yes, absolutely.
So Tesla does not have a demand problem. Legacy media has a credibility problem. Remember that.
Another one.
Remember that.
And I just want to point out that at any point in Tesla's history, if they got a 70% of people who would buy the car, that would have been great news. We would have been shouting it from the rooftops here at Tesla Time News.
Exactly.
The crazy thing is they took the first like 5 minutes of data when I guess they called all their friends and were like, why don't you vote on my poll? And they reported on that. And the exact same poll is the one that says that 70% of people would buy a Tesla.
You're wondering why Elon doesn't have to advertise. They're now doing it for him.
And do you wonder why when people are like, oh, you guys really, everyone's against you. It's like, they're not.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
Wes Morrill, Tesla's lead Cybertruck engineer, posted last Wednesday, by popular demand, you can now adjust Cybertruck ride height from the mobile app. Tesla team is always working to make our products better than they were yesterday.
I freaking love this one.
You're going to use this one a lot. I know it.
I... It's so stupid, but it's so fun to just have your, like, because I like getting out with entry level, you know, the entry height. But then I do want it to be high. It's really cool looking.
It makes it so much harder when parents have to lift their kids up to look inside.
Exactly. And it makes it harder for vandals to try and damage your car.
It's too high for me to spray paint the top of the swastika.
And another feature that's going to be added to Cybertruck soon, according to Not a Tesla app, is that Cybertrucks will soon play music at the maximum volume when vehicle cameras detect someone near your vehicle when you're in Sentry mode. Tesla writes, enable Sentry mode to monitor your unattended vehicle or trailer and automatically activate the alarm, increase the touchscreen brightness, and play music at max volume if a threat is detected. And Donald Trump posted, I look forward to watching the sick terrorist thugs get 20-year jail sentences for what they're doing to Elon Musk and Tesla. Perhaps they could serve them in the prisons of El Salvador, which have become so recently famous for such lovely conditions.
So don't Kia Tesla. You might be sent to El Salvador. So what song would you play on your Tesla to try and keep people away from your car?
Do you know what I would play?
What?
The Who Are You? You know that song, Who Are You? You know the theme from CSI?
Yeah, but that's
who.
Right, yes.
Get it?
Right, but that's a good song.
No, but the Sentry Owl, do you get it? Who?
Oh,
who.
I see. And it's also who is
who
the person.
Who are you?
It's clever.
Come on, beat that, guys. Beat that.
I was thinking more of like Friday. You know that horrible, horrible song? That way, anyone who's anywhere near the car is going to want to leave.
Friday. So, Jesse, would you like to see some super micro Cybertrucks?
Sure. I'm ready.
No. It's these brand wrap Cybertrucks here from Supermicro, a tech company in San Jose, California. Drone pilot Joe Tegmeyer posted, it's a Cybertruck apocalypse today at Giga Texas, somewhere around 350 to 400 on both the east and west sides of the factory, and more coming out of the factory. Good to see so many again. Yeah, so for all those morons who say, like, there's nobody wants to buy Teslas, yes, they do. And it looks like Cybertruck is giving some tax advice.
Cybertruck says, sometimes it pays to have a fat... You can claim a deduction of up to $31,300 when purchasing a Cybertruck for your business. And yes, that's in addition to the $7,500 federal tax credit. I didn't know this. We didn't take the credit for the two heavy trucks we bought.
Damn it!
If only we had talked to Cybertruck. Cybertruck knows more about taxes than I do. So wait, what do you mean by this?
You know the Hummer tax credit?
Oh, the one the GM lobbied so hard to get for their Hummer?
Back when they made a 6,000-pound vehicle, which was like unheard of at the time. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Things like the Model X and the Cybertruck weigh 6,000 pounds, which, why are taxes based on the weight of your vehicle?
Lobbying. Thanks, GM. Hey, GM, thanks for my $31,000 deduction. Yeah, this is great. So if you own a business and you want to get a Cybertruck, the first year, you can essentially depreciate your vehicle in the first year, which means the year that you buy it. And you don't even have to buy it with cash. You can have a loan on it and still depreciate the $31,300.
Yeah, I don't know if Cybertruck is like a CPA or not, but thank you. So just
for a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
So Europe and Middle East posted, glass roof in the new Model Y brings you an improved view of the sky, while its new infrared reflecting coating reflects 7 times more energy so the cabin heats up less.
Elon said it feels amazing, like being outside while inside.
These are just some of the little aspects of Tesla that like nobody talks about. I know their cars are amazing already, but like that's a pretty big one.
I was talking to a couple who saw me getting my Cybertruck and wanted to talk about it. And I didn't get to so many things. Like, mm-hmm. We're talking about the tonneau cover and the rear wheel steering and the this and the that. I forgot to tell them about the outlets in the bed and the glass roof because it was dark out, so they didn't even see it.
You need a checklist.
I do need to check it, but it would be long. I'd be like, no, wait, hang on, there's more.
All right, it's time to check in on the Doge clock. Looks like we've saved over $230 billion, and that's over $2,000 per taxpayer. But you know what?
I'm so mad at Elon.
I wanted to pay that money.
So the Vancouver International Auto Show, which is operated by the New Car Dealer Association of British Columbia, removed Tesla from its 2025 event that was held this past weekend.
Event organizers said that this was due to safety concerns linked to potential protests and vandalism driven by a public backlash against Elon Musk. Do you think that broader issues like the Canada-US trade war could have something to do with it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is also politically motivated, but let's remind everyone where things stand at the moment when it comes to trade of EVs between the US and Canada, because I think this has gotten pretty convoluted. Here it is. From Canada to the US, there is a 0% tariff for automobiles and EV supplies meeting the USMCA rules, and a 25% tariff for those that do not. So basically, if most of your car is made in Canada, then there's no tariff. From the US to Canada, 25% tariff on certain US goods with automobiles and EV supplies potentially affected or at risk of inclusion in Canada's retaliatory actions. And so that's where we stand with EVs. And it sounds like, you know, negotiations are ongoing. So we really don't know where this is going to end up. But the key point to remember is that Canada doesn't really make any cars that we import. They import most of their cars from us, but it's going to hurt their consumers a whole lot more when it comes to cars. I do also want to remind people that things like US butter is tariffed at over 250% if it doesn't meet certain guidelines, which it hardly ever does. So, I mean, there's plenty of things that Canada tariffs us for that we don't tariff them for up until now. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And Starlink has received a certificate to launch Starlink internet services in Pakistan.
And Elon said,
"It's cool."
Starlink is now in Kiribati.
Kiribati. No, it's pronounced Kiribati.
What, that's fun. The T is pronounced with an S?
I don't know why.
Oh, okay. Well, quick, where is it?
It's in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Very good. Yeah, you go to Hawaii and then you head towards the equator. Kiribati lives on the equator and it's 33 atolls and reef islands over 3.5 million square kilometers of ocean. That's why Starlink is so important here. About 136,000 people live on these islands and only 12.4% of the population had access to the internet before Starlink.
And also, did you know that the international dateline, you know how it kind of goes down and then there's that weird thing? That's all because of Kiribati.
Oh, interesting.
They went forward in time. They went into
the
future.
Future.
Yes.
I should have put this into the future.
Back to the future.
Yeah.
Did you know that if you live there, you can live in Banana?
That's a town?
Yep. Or London, or Paris, or Poland.
Wow.
They have them all. I bet a lot of mail gets misdelivered there.
It's an expensive way to see all of these places.
All in one trip.
I went to London and Paris. Cost about the same in the flights, though.
Elon and SpaceX have gifted Starlink to the White House.
According to White House officials, the Wi-Fi in parts of the White House complex were poor, and other places was overwhelmed with users. So Elon has given Starlink to the White House to improve Wi-Fi throughout.
Elon posted last week, "It was literally impossible to communicate in some parts of the White House."
Now, I don't mean to be silly here, but you don't need Starlink in order to have good Wi-Fi in a large building.
Elon is tech support now.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, what? We had, like, the Wi-Fi's been around the whole time we've been around.
Launch the missiles. did you hear me? Hello? Did you
stop
hear me?
Downloading that video!
Launch the missile. So this was a pod of dolphins welcoming the astronauts back to Earth last Tuesday off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida, in the Gulf of America. Suni and Butch returned safely aboard a SpaceX Dragon spacecraft after spending almost 10 months aboard ISS.
Yeah, they were launched up to the ISS in June of 2024.
Right, aboard the Starliner.
Exactly, and then they came back on Crew 9. And the Crew 9 mission was, of course, the ninth crew rotation under NASA's commercial program with SpaceX.
And Crew 9 is now back on Earth. SpaceX posted splashdown of Dragon confirmed. Welcome back to Earth, Nick, Suni, Butch, and Alex.
And splashdown, Crew 9 back on Earth.
SpaceX's VP of Falcon and Dragon, John Edwards, said that this was the last East Coast recovery. He said all future Dragon recoveries will be from the Pacific Ocean, mainly to ensure the trunk deorbits safely into the ocean.
Interesting. And that's due to the direction that they're rotating around the Earth, I guess.
Oh, interesting.
Deorbit the thing and then it falls into the ocean. You don't want it, like, landing in Arkansas.
And if you like to learn visually, then this chart of the 2024 orbital launch attempts is for you.
Or, if you like numbers, SpaceX launched 138 times last year. China came in second with 68 launches, followed by Russia with 17 launches.
Europe had 3. ULA had 5. Yay, ULA, you're tied with Japan. Elon posted, "We are honing in on the version 3 Starship design. SpaceX is tracking to a Starship launch rate of once a week in about 12 months. That will yield about 100 tons to Starlink orbit with full reusability. Profound breakthrough."
Ooh. That's going to mean internet's going to get a lot faster with a lot more bandwidth, which means that instead of only kind of working in rural areas and being limited in high population zones, this could potentially just be like, oh, you want internet?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where you live.
All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
Get the best razor on Earth. Go to hensonshaving.com, use our code Now You Know when you check out, and get 100 blades for free.
Akash Sastry, the co-founder of Hotshot, announced last week
some news. We're excited to announce that Hotshot has been acquired by xAI. So what is Hotshot?
It's a young AI startup that makes Hotshot, which is a text-to-video AI model.
Oh, okay. So who cares?
Okay, well, now that Hotshot has joined xAI, we can probably expect Grok to roll out cool text-to-video functions soon. Pretty much everything you're seeing in this video from Hotshot is AI-generated video. So imagine if you're in marketing and you want to make, like, instead of one of those old-school CGI videos, you could make a really cool, realistic-looking video. Or say you're a filmmaker, or say you're a YouTuber, or say you're anybody who wants to make a video presentation, you can just say it and it'll do it.
And I mean, from the YouTuber's perspective, I mean, we're constantly looking for and paying for B-roll footage. You know, it's like, oh, do we have anything where someone's plugging in a Tesla? Right. And it's like, yes, you know, there's two clips on the internet. We keep showing them to you, and you're probably sick of us showing you people plugging in the same Tesla. And so this could be a little bit more specific. It could be like, oh, I want someone in Alaska plugging in. It's like, exactly. Oh, we'll put an Alaskan mountain behind it. You know, that's one small thing that this could do.
And Elon agrees. He said, cool video AI coming soon. All right, it's time for sunspots.
So back on episode 432, we were reporting on Aerovon's Eland battery site in Kern County, California, and we said that phase two should be going online in Q1 of 2025, and it looks like that it's happened.
Yeah, Tesla Megapack posted on March 17th, 758 megawatts of solar supported by 1.2 gigawatt hours of Megapack at Aerovon site in Kern County, California. So many people don't know about grid scale batteries and what a game changer it is. It's a lot like how for years, many people haven't known about electric vehicles and what a game changer they are.
Or autonomous vehicles.
Or AI.
Or robots.
Yeah, it really is a shame because even though everyone is in favor of education.
I love education.
I'm a big supporter of education. I always say you can't have enough education.
I'm an even bigger supporter of education.
I think we should have education for everyone.
Me too.
Education.
Education.
Education. Okay, well, the problem is they aren't really teaching this stuff in schools and they're not teaching this stuff in the legacy media.
So it's our job, yours and ours.
We need to educate people about this amazing, free, clean energy that comes from the sun every day and that we can all collect practically for free and store in batteries at night and on cloudy days to power our homes and our businesses.
And it's getting cheaper every year. So educate yourself about batteries. They are truly a game changer. And you know how we love VPPs on TTN. You know what LPP, yeah,
you know me. For those of you AIPs, or acronym impaired people, let me translate. We love virtual power plants, VPP. That's when local power utility companies aggregate hundreds or thousands of individual customers' home batteries and then use them to help power the grid when demand peaks, instead of, let's say, having to buy power from a peaker plant.
And it's not only cheaper and faster for them to do this.
Yeah, a peaker plant can take minutes to spool up.
But those people who allow their home batteries to be controlled by the utility can get paid.
This week, Xcel Energy announced that their existing VPP in Colorado is expanding with the help from a resource management company called Itron.
Itron is going to integrate its IntiFlex platform with Tesla Powerwalls to increase the number of batteries on the VPP.
And I was just reading Xcel Energy's VPP website for Colorado. Did you know that you can earn $350 per kilowatt of AC power supplied during an event?
So an event would be like a storm or say like a hot day where everyone is turning on their air conditioning?
Yes, right. So like in our area, we're on a VPP and we get called on for about like a dozen times in the summer and then like the same in the winter. And we get paid for each event.
So $350 per kilowatt, not kilowatt hour, but kilowatt of max continuous discharge power. That could add up fast.
Yeah, Xcel says up to $5,000 per application. So depending on how many power walls you have and how many kilowatts you can pump out, you could be making quite a bit of money. And income qualified customers can get $800 per kilowatt.
Not to mention $100 a year just for participating. That's not bad.
Emmett Romeen, Xcel's VP of Customer Energy and Transportation Solutions, says this collaboration will deliver renewable solar energy when our customers need it most.
And if you're like, oh, but I don't live in Colorado.
Xcel also has VPPs in these states as well. Michigan, Minnesota, New Mexico, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, and Wisconsin.
More and more utilities are doing it because it saves them money.
It saves their customers money, and it makes the battery owners money.
That's called a win-win-win.
Tastes like winning.
Here's the link for more info. So we'd like to thank Climatize for sponsoring this episode.
Climatize is an impact investment platform that empowers individuals to invest in renewable energy projects that are raising funds for solar energy, EV charging, energy efficiency, and battery storage.
Climatize has facilitated $7.5 million in total investments, and over $1.7 million in principal plus interest has been returned to investors.
To date, 15 projects have been funded through Climatize, and there are currently 2 open investment opportunities.
So their platform is simple, user-friendly, and now better than ever with a new bold look.
Climatize's rebrand enhances the investment experience with a few new features, like an improved investor dashboard, a community feed, and a new tax document tool, all designed to make sustainable investment seamless.
Go to climatize.earth/NYK, set up your account, and invest. You can start with as little as 10 bucks.
There are no investor fees. The investor platform is open to all U.S. bank account holders over the age of 18. No accreditation is required.
Browse through available investment opportunities across the U.S. and choose a project you'd like to support.
Offerings on the platform can target up to a 10% annual return. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results.
Investment risks do apply, including the loss of principal amount invested.
Use our referral code NYK025 to get $25 in free credits once you complete your onboarding process.
I always say you can't have enough education. I think we should have education for everyone.
All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. We need your stories. Send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week?
Randy was driving with his girlfriend up in Port Elgin, Ontario, when they ended up in a whiteout conditions when this happened. Randy said that if it wasn't for the acceleration and the snow tires, that they would have been hit.
Whoa, that was close.
Yes. So Randy was driving his Model Y and he said, yeah, the snow tires and the acceleration especially, because he basically turned and then
barely avoided it, like an inch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stay safe out there.
All right. It's time for our Patreon bonus stories. If you're one of our patrons who supports us for as little as a buck a month, you get to go over to Patreon and watch all of our bonus stories, which is so cool. So please support us and go get your bonus stuff. All right. We're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the Patreon poll. If you were in the market for a new vehicle, would the Tesla takedown protests keep you from buying a Tesla? Guess what our patron said.
They said no, they wouldn't.
Good for you, patrons.
94%. Wow.
All right. It's time for Elon's X's of the week. Tim Walz posted, if you need a little boost during the day, check out Tesla stock.
Oh, some of you know this on the iPhone. They've got that little stock app. I added Tesla to it to give me a little boost during the day. 225 and dropping. So. And if you own one, we're not blaming you. You can take dental floss and pull the Tesla thing off, you know, and take out, just telling you.
Elon says, sometimes when I need a little boost, I look at the J.D. Vance portrait in the White House and thank the Lord.
Doge Designer says, humans will occupy Mars.
Elon said, yes, that will happen on either the second or third Earth-Mars launch window, so roughly 5 to 7 years from now. The key question is whether Earth's current civilizational technology level will last long enough to ensure that Mars can grow by itself, even if supply ships from Earth stop coming. Otherwise, Mars will die out. We must do whatever it takes to strengthen civilization to keep that window of opportunity open as long as possible.
Doge Designer then said, never stress out over things that are out of your control.
Elon says, wait, but what is in our control?
Elon said, my companies make great products that people love and I've never physically hurt anyone. So why the hate and violence against me? Because I am a deadly threat to the woke mind parasite and the humans it controls. He then went on to say the Biden administration's goal was to maximize the flow of illegals into the USA to ensure permanent one-party rule. This will become increasingly obvious as time goes by. And then Doge posted, for the past 2 weeks, Social Security has begun a major cleanup of their records. Approximately 3.2 million number holders, all listed age 120 plus, have now been marked as deceased. More work still to be done.
Elon said, cleaning up the dead people database.
Amuse posted, Doge, sinister taxpayer-funded agency used heavily armed security force to repel State Department and FBI officials to prevent audit of books and records for 3 days. It took DC police to end the standoff, granting access to federal authorities. Something sus is going on.
Elon says, highly likely they were covering up crime.
This is the U.S. Institute of Peace.
Is that kind of like the Department of Defense?
Elon said, we're closing in on the nerve centers of the government corruption and they can feel it. Remember when the Overton window window was shut tight as f***. Wasn't that long ago. Elon went on to say they tried hard to legalize non-citizen voting in New York and just failed. Now they will try to keep doing it illegally. Voter ID is still banned in New York and California.
He went on to say, not exactly killed their plans. No ID is required to vote in New York, so they will now continue using non-citizen votes illegally. But it will be harder.
Chaya says, when we disagreed with Target, we just stopped shopping there. When Democrats disagree with Elon, they burn down Tesla dealerships and vandalize Cybertrucks.
Elon says, that is the fundamental difference.
Elon said, the New York Times is pure propaganda. Also, I look forward to the prosecutions of those at the Pentagon who are leaking maliciously false information to New York Times. They will be found. Thomas Hearn posted, Jamal Bowman just called Elon Musk an incompetent thief and Nazi on CNN. A lawsuit waiting to happen?
Elon said, I've had enough. Lawsuit inbound.
And then Elon posted, I can balance anything. That Secret Service guy must be like, what's going on? Elon said, just wanted to say thank you to everyone supporting Tesla in the face of relentless attacks. Super appreciated. Homar's catalog posted, Democrats are now attacking working class rideshare drivers for driving cars that don't pollute.
This person posted, giving Tesla Uber drivers 1-star ratings.
Elon said, that's just plain cruel. The driver did nothing to deserve this. Then Elon posted, no one elected Elon. Interesting. Now do Fauci. Elon posted this meme, Trump flying a plane load of dangerous criminal gang members out of the country, illegal. Biden flying plane loads of over 300,000 illegal aliens into the country, no problem.
Elon said, that is the fundamental question. Why did the federal judiciary turn a blind eye to the importation of millions of illegals, but now it is apoplectic over any action to remove them? How is this anything other than extremely partisan politics masquerading as jurisprudence?
Elon went on to say, we will look back on this in a few years and realize that peace was the right option for Ukraine and America. Mark my words. And no more loans to babies or people too old to be alive, i.e. stolen social security numbers. Yeah, so these are SBA loans. I think it was like 300,000 of them to kids under 11.
These are
kids
young.
Need loans too.
They're.
I want to open a lemonade stand and I need some money.
Well, now you can get a loan for your DoorDash order. So, you know.
Right. That won't be a problem.
No.
All right, it's time for community mail time.
Love Deep and his family just took delivery of their new Model Y.
Yes, well, that's beautiful. Wally spotted some EVs in East Van, a Silverado, and a VinFast.
Dave spotted this green Cybertruck in Vancouver.
That'd be so fun to do green screen stuff with. Michael spotted this new Model Y out in the wild in Scottsdale, Arizona.
David spotted former Minnesota Twins player Joe Mauer in an EV Hummer during a parade.
Sean was down at Coca-Cola Downey the other day and spotted their 20 all-electric Freightliner semis.
Okay, this is quickly becoming my favorite part of the show. Guess where this Tesla is.
Okay, let's see. The trees. Florida.
Laos.
How was I going to guess that?
Long prong bang. Wayne spotted it on holiday. Thank you, Wayne.
Wow.
Bet you didn't think it was Laos, did ya?
Last thing I would have thought of. Cody and Risa spotted this new Model Y outside of Ocotillo, California, and this Starlink at the Naval Air Station El Centro Blue Angels Air Show.
Connie spotted this new Model Y in Rotterdam. Just at the end. You just, there it is.
Connie spotted another Model Y in the Netherlands.
Jason's 3-year-old spotted this green ID Buzz on St. Patrick's Day. He shouted green, and Jason shouted, that's an ID Buzz. And then they quickly pulled over to take this photo.
Nice.
I like the green shirt.
Very serendipitous.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Belated.
And remember, you can share your videos and photos with us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. And also, if you got any EV tips, do we have any EV tips this week?
We do. Doug in Toronto has this one for us.
Hey, Zach and Justin, everybody. Doug here in Toronto. You ever tried to preheat your battery before charging at home? This is the trick I found. Just set a destination supercharger, and then it starts to preheat the battery. Wait, say, 10 minutes, maybe longer, and then pull into your garage, plug it in. We use level 1 charging, and that's all we really need, but it doesn't charge great in the winter when the battery is super cold, so this seemed to help. It was +4 centigrade the other night and seemed to charge faster. Now you know.
That's a really good tip coming from the cold Canada.
Exactly.
Very smart.
Thank you.
I'm sure lots of people in the world like cold battery. And now it's time for beautiful superchargers. This is the 3,000th supercharger stall that Tesla just installed in France. It's a new version 4.
And Elon said,
cool.
Also, this is a 20-stall supercharger in Bayreuth, Germany. Yeah, so this BK World Lounge in Bayreuth has it all. 20 V4 stalls, solar canopy, a free lounge that's open 24/7,
nice.
Restrooms, vending machines, free Wi-Fi, game consoles, 24/7 fresh pizza, coffee. It has now been nominated in the best EV hub in the world category by Insight Research.
Wow.
So I think that's pretty beautiful.
That's pretty beautiful.
If you spot one that's like really cool with a cool backdrop or something beautiful about it, please send it in to us. But now it's time for Supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found out there in the world and how they rate them.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. This is Manish reporting for Tesla Time News from Western New York off of Interstate 90 in the town of Fredonia at the new 12-stall 250-kilowatt supercharger. There's not a lot of services here. The superchargers have a smart dock, and then there's another supercharger stall for people that are towing. In terms of services, all we have is a Denny's, and there's a Walmart across the street, but there aren't a lot of superchargers in the area between Buffalo and Erie, so I will give this a 6. Now you know.
Hi, Jesse and Zach. This is Anton from the Netherlands. I'm here just outside the big city of Maastricht. It's called Supercharging Station Gronsveld. This supercharging station has 24 stalls, 250 kilowatts. It's just off the highway. And when you have here, there is a 24/7 vending machine with snacks and drinks. Then a little bit further, there is a nice restaurant called the Dwaze Herder, or translated into the Foolish Shepherd. It's really good food. Then behind there, there is a nice brasserie where you can sit with your kids, and there's a little playing area as well for the kids to play at. It's winter here now, so it's a little bit snowy, but in the summer they have also a bouncy castle, so it's great stuff. I give this place a 9 out of 10. Bye.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Nanette here, just outside of Houston, Texas. We are at New Caney, where a brand new 16-stall supercharging station has been put into operation. And you can see it is a very busy area. It is growing up. We have multiple shopping opportunities here. Kroger, Target, Academy. There are lots of restaurants and a cinema nearby. On this side, we have lots of different fast food opportunities, including a Whataburger, which is a 24-hour hamburger chain here in the area. So you have access to restrooms as well as food if you come here late at night any time of the week. So for functionality, this is an awesome site. For beauty, there's not much to see. So overall, I would give this a 7 out of 10 because there were no other chargers in this area before. Until next time, now you know.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. I'm at the brand new 8-stall version 3 supercharger in Dripping Springs, Texas. Just opened. It's got a Valero gas station behind me, a car wash. It's the first one of its kind in Dripping Springs, Texas, so we're really happy to have one here. I give it a 6 out of 10. Great location, not much around it. And now you know.
Thanks so much for doing Supercharger reviews. Remember, we got that map on our website where you can upload your own and check out everybody else's.
All right, what do we got for new superchargers?
We have an expansion from 4 to 10, version 2 and 3 stalls in Abington, UK.
We have number 239 in Canada, the 8-stall version 4 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Number 216 in France is the 8-stall version 4 in Franconville, France.
We have number 96 in New Jersey, the 20-stall version 3 in Teaneck, New Jersey.
Number 74 in Washington is the 16-stall version 4 in Mill Creek, Washington.
Number 52 in Ohio is the 12-stall version 4 in Parma, Ohio.
Number 49 in Colorado is the 8-stall version 3 in Arvada, Colorado.
The 3-stall version 3 in Tianjin, China.
The 4-stall version 2 in Shanghai, China.
Number 2204 in China is the 3-stall version 3 in Dengfeng.
There's an expansion from 4 to 6 version 4 superchargers in Weimar, Germany.
Number 16 in New Mexico is the 12-stall version 4 in Lordsburg, New Mexico.
Number 91 in Pennsylvania is the 8-stall version 4 in Allentown.
Number 541 in California is the 12-stall version 3 in Alhambra.
Number 251 in Germany is the 8-stall version 4 in Dortmund, Nord, Germany.
Number 128 in Japan is the 4-stall version 3 in Fukuoka, Nishi, Japan.
Number 186 in Texas is the 12-stall version 4 in College Station, Texas.
The 8-stall version 4 in Latham, New York.
And number 106 in New York, number 2,588 in the United States, and 7,125 in the world is the 8-stall version 4 at Whitney Point, New York.
So we are about to make a big change to the show.
Starting next week, Tesla Time News will be coming to you 3 times a week.
A shorter show full of the same reporting and segments that you hopefully have come to love, just a bit shorter each episode.
We want to be able to bring you the news in a timely fashion, and we just can't do that with the current format.
Plus, I have to be honest, we haven't had a weekend off in almost 10 years. And well, I think we've earned it.
If things work out the way we hope, we'll be bringing you Tesla Time News every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. See, we're still working on the weekends.
You can still support us by joining our Patreon, and now you'll be getting even more frequent Patreon bonus stories.
And Investor Club bonus stories if you want to join our Investor Club on Patreon.
Big things are coming, and we want to help you keep up with them.
We'll see you next week, more than once, now you know.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.